CGTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, every now and then, this malarkey comes out that we're not supposed to worry so much about teaching, about doctrine, because teaching divides people, and we shouldn't insist on teaching. We should just insist on Christ. Just name the name of Christ, and we can all be together. We can be unified, and anybody that insists on, God forbid, a certain teaching, well, that person is just an egotist, and that person is dividing the body of Christ, and they should just cease and desist. Hi, this is Martin Zender, broadcasting to you from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, and here it is again. Here it is again. I got to put out this fire whenever it shows up. For some reason, it keeps showing up from Clyde Pilkington. He ran this other guy in his daily goodies that he puts out every morning. Look, I'm thankful for Clyde, believe me. I love the man. I'm thankful that he puts out these daily goodies. Every morning, you know, you get an email. It's usually uplifting. But a few months ago, and I made a video on it. I can't remember the guy's name, but it's this theme creeps up every now and then that I got to put it out. I have to stop it. In other words, I compare it to a fire that needs to be put out because it's poisonous teaching. Clyde doesn't mean it, but he's just not being discerning here. He put out an article by a guy named Bert Bauman. This is in the March 9th, 2019 Daily Goodie mailing. I mean, if this wasn't important, I wouldn't be doing this. Why would I make myself onerous? Why would I want to come across as, you know, why would I want to confirm my reputation as a prick and an egotist? Why would I do that? Well, for one thing, I'm not neither of those things. I'm neither a prick nor an egotist, but I am concerned about right teaching. And teaching is very important because our entire understanding of Christ is based on teaching. Do you know what the death and entombment and resurrection of Jesus Christ is? It's teaching. That's teaching. That we will be snatched away in the air to be with Christ, that's teaching. That the gospel of the circumcision is different from the gospel of the uncircumcision, that's teaching. And it's important. All right, here's the article. I don't even like the title of this thing. This is not written by Clyde. Clyde is just promoting it. It's written by a guy named Bert Bauman. The title is Christocentric Fellowship. Christocentric? I wish he had just said Christ-centric fellowship. Christocentric. I don't like the O in there. Christocentric. The O shouldn't be there. It should just be Christ-centric. This tells me that this Bert Bauman might have gone to a theological seminary because they put O's in there, you know. Judeo-Christian heritage. Christocentric fellowship. Just drop the O. But anyway, that's not my concern here. I begin to read from Bert Bauman. We have to be Christocentric. Not egocentric, but Christocentric. Not doctrine-centric. There it is. Not doctrine-centric, but Christocentric. If he's going to be consistent, he should have said doctro-centric. If he's comparing being Christocentric with doctrine-centric, I would promote consistency. And I would say we must not be doctro-centric. God is working with his people, teaching them to receive one another according to each one's relationship and faith in him. So no matter what people believe in Christ, no matter what they think about Christ, as long as they say the name Christ, then they're Christocentric, and then we are to fellowship with them, and we are not to criticize anything they believe about Christ. because we're to be Christ-o-centric and not doctro-centric. This has no support anywhere in the scripture. In fact, I have verse after verse proving to you that Paul, the apostle, was incredibly concerned about teaching. Paul was doctro-centric big time. And why would doctro-centricity be opposed to Christo-centricity? Why? It's not like we're embracing doctrine at the expense of Christ. Who's doing that? Am I doing that? I've never done that. I never will do that. It's not an if-then proposition here. Our doctros are centered in Christo. They're not sold separately. Mr. Bauman goes on, unfortunately. There are many viewpoints or doctrines within the fellowship of the body of Christ over which we can divide if we want to find them. Over which we can divide? No, there are many viewpoints or doctrines within the fellowship of the body of Christ over which we must divide. You don't have to divide. All you have to do is stand on the foundation of the facts and the truth of the evangel, people will divide from you. So I'm not promoting division. No, in fact, the unity of the Holy Spirit within the body of Christ is made. It's already made. And it centers around Christ, yes, but Christ centers around teaching concerning Christ. And we maintain the basic teachings of the evangel. And these we will not compromise. Huh. But according to Mr. Bauman, we're getting all upset about nothing. We're making much ado about nothing because we're being doctro-centric. And I ask you this, why is one who is concerned about doctrine, which is another word for teaching. I like teaching. I hate any theological term, as you know. So I would prefer to say teaching, doctrine. It's too formal. It's a synonym for teaching. Why would it be assumed that someone who insists on right teaching would be egocentric? But see, this has been hurled against me like a tomato for years, that because I am a stickler for teaching, as Paul was, I'm following in the fine tradition of our apostle, then suddenly I'm an egotist. As if I'm the one inventing the teachings that are essential to the body of Christ. The main one being the death, the entombment, and the resurrection, the death for sin, and the entombment and the resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. I go on. Our fellowship today at large is not Christocentric. It's not. Who isn't? What kind of circles does this man travel in? Our fellowship today at large is not Christocentric. Who's talking about anyone but Christo? Are we talking about the Pope? Or is anybody talking about the Maharishi? Is anybody talking about Billy Graham? Joel Osteen? No. We're all talking about Christ, though. But we have to find out what Christo taught us through the Apostle Paul. Our fellowship today at large is not Christocentric, it's doctrocentric. Each group draws up its doctrinal statement and says, quote, if you want to believe this, then you can have fellowship with us. Wait just a darn minute. Each group draws up its doctrinal statement. Naturally, I would be against a group that would just pull doctrinal statements out of the air. We have doctrinal statements, but whenever I quote a doctrinal statement, it's not a man-made construction. It's not a creative piece of literature come out of the head of some Christocentric person. No, I quote the scriptures. Quote the scriptures. For instance, Galatians 2:7, I have been appointed as a minister of the uncircumcision, according as Peter of the circumcision. That's doctrine. That's teaching. One died for the sake of all, consequently all died. 2 Corinthians 5, that's teaching. because I believe that and insist on it as a foundational truth, does that make me not Christocentric? And more importantly, maybe not more importantly, maybe less importantly, does it make me an egotist? Cut and paste. That's what I do. Cut and paste the scriptures. Cut and paste. Here's a doctrinal statement. Who's drawing up? I know the churches do. This guy, I'm telling you, I suspect this man is a graduate of an institution of religious learning. Draws up its doctrinal statement. Who's doing that? Okay, each of us must have the freedom to think and to be convinced in our own hearts.
We must be free. I need to be free to think and to be convinced in my own heart. I think that Jesus Christ is still dead, okay? That's just my heart. I think that he died, but he never rose from the dead. But I still love him. I'm Christocentric. I just don't believe he raised from the dead. I need the freedom to be convicted. That's my conviction in my own heart. I don't want to be afraid of you, Martin Zander, because you say I can't believe that and still have fellowship with you. You're telling me I have to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Quit being doctrocentric, Martin Zander. Stay Christocentric. Quit insisting on these doctrines, because you're dividing people. We need unity. We need oneness. And you're messing it all up, you freaking egotist. Why is your ego so big, Martin Zander? You cut and paste scripture and then you say, here's the truth, and you believe it all. I got no fellowship with you in the body of Christ. Some very, very screwy going on with you, Martin Zander.
No, there's something very screwy going on about this, because this is the breeding ground of the beast. This is where it starts. Don't worry about teaching. Don't worry about it. Just, we need fellowship. We need unity. That's what the beast of the final years of Millennium 6 is going to be. People are going to just throw out any distinctions of teaching, because this guy's right about one thing. Teaching does divide. Yeah, teaching divides, as it should. What is this? There are many viewpoints or doctrines within the fellowship of the body of Christ over which we can divide if we want to find them. No. These are things over which we must divide when we find them. But again, you don't create the division. The division happens because you insist on the truth. Man, for years, I have insisted that it's essential to believe in the death of Christ. I mean, duh. And of course, the resurrection of Christ. But we all know the people who believe in the Trinity don't believe in the death of Christ, because they believe Jesus Christ was God instead of the Son of God. So they don't believe Jesus Christ died. And I was taken to task by someone who said that I was making the gospel
too hard. You're making it too hard. You're putting the bar way up here, insisting on the death of Christ. I got a brother, Martin Zander, my brother, he believes in the Trinity, but so what? He's Christocentric. He prays to Christ every day. He just doesn't believe that he died. Is that a problem?
Yeah, it's a big problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, it's a big problem. This is where the beast foments in this type of throw-out teaching. This is where it starts. Teaching's not that important, and people who insist on it are pains in the ass, and they're egotists. They just don't care about other people. Not true. Each of us must have the freedom to think. Let me quote to you from Paul. I got so many verses, I'm probably not going to get to them all, but listen to this. This is Paul in 2 Timothy 2, 15 through 18. Endeavor to present yourself to God qualified, an unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth. Truth. There's another synonym, really, for teaching. Right teaching is truth. Right doctrine is truth. The opposite of right teaching is wrong teaching, which is a lie. Present yourself to God qualified, Paul tells Timothy, an unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth, yet from profane prattlings stand aloof, for they will be progressing to more irreverence, and their word will spread as gangrene. What word? Oh, of whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who swerve as to the truth, saying that the resurrection has already occurred, and are subverting the faith of some. There were some believers back in Paul's day. Paul names them Hymenaeus and Philetus. They were Christocentric, but they had a wacky teaching. They were teaching that the resurrection, that is, of the body of Christ, had already occurred, and that somehow the people who were alive missed the boat, or that they were in some kind of spiritual resurrection. So these two clowns were out there saying the resurrection has already occurred. So if Paul were to follow Mr. Bauman's advice, he would say, but these guys, they must be allowed the freedom to be convinced in their own hearts. I mean, these guys, they believe in Christ, and they're just convinced in their own hearts that the resurrection has already occurred. Yes, it's subverting the faith of some. Some people are being shipwrecked as to the faith because of this malfeasance, because of this misteaching. But, you know, hey, we got to look at the heart, Martin. We got to look at the heart of Hymenaeus and Philetus. It's pure. It's a pure heart. They must be allowed to be persuaded in their own mind. That's what Bauman says. But he's misquoting Romans 14. Going to get to that. Misquoting. So Paul doesn't put up with this, because Paul is Christocentric, but not at the expense of teaching. Paul sees a wrong teaching coming along, and he says, nope, I'm drawing the line here. These guys are wrong, and boom. Then the divisions happen. The divisions happen. But we can't compromise doctrine so that the divisions don't happen. In other words, we can't make this a soulish and emotional unity the primary driving force in our discourse, because then if we put unity above teaching, then we will every time compromise teaching. And that's what's happening in this sick article. Teaching is being compromised. It's not that important. Anybody who insists on it is an egotist, and they're doctrocentric rather than Christocentric. It's just wrong. So Paul was a pain in the ass when it came to doctrine. Yes, and he pissed many people off, as do I. I'm happy to be in that fine tradition. I call out people like this guy. I'm calling out Bert Bauman, and I'm calling out Clyde Pilkington for printing this garbage. It's illegal. Watch how illegal it is. Look at this. Bauman now quotes Romans 14, verse 22. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. That's Romans 14, 22. Look what this man's doing. He's taking a passage of scripture that has nothing to do with teaching, and he's throwing it in here, and Clyde's letting him. Clyde's pushing this out. He's throwing it in here to make us think that Paul's talking about teaching, and that we should let everybody be persuaded in their own mind. If you think the resurrection's already occurred, that's fine. If you think there's only one evangel, that's fine. If you think that Christ did not justify all that Adam condemned, that's fine. Just as long as you're persuaded in your own mind, I'm not going to step on your heart. Your heart believes it. I'm not going to step on it. Yeah, well, I am going to step on it. But no, Paul's talking about observing days and what you eat. He's talking about these religious habits that some people had. He's talking about eating. He's not talking about the resurrection of Christ. He's talking about whether you eat greens or whether you refuse to eat greens. In verse 22, he's talking about people who observe certain days. They think that the Passover is to be observed and all that. And Paul's saying this stuff really doesn't matter. Who cares if you eat greens or if you eat meat, or you refuse to eat meatloaf, or you refuse to eat shrimp, or you refuse to observe Christmas, Easter, or the 4th of July. Paul's like, let everybody be convinced in their own minds. About that, let everyone be persuaded. If you have faith and you don't need to observe any days, great, have it to yourself. It is all about these non-essentials. But Bauman, is just throwing, taking this verse out of context and using it as though it applies to teaching, to doctrines. That's illegal use of the scripture. And it's making anyone who insists on right teaching think that, well, I ought to not do that. I shouldn't insist on right teaching because I'm causing dissension in the body. Somebody might think I'm proud or an egotist, and people shy away from this stuff. I don't. But other people do. Other people aren't as strong in their faith, and they will, well, we got to preserve the unity. So we can't make issues out of teaching. And I really ticked that guy off. I was speaking at a conference about if you believe in the Trinity, you don't believe in the death of Christ. Consequently, you're not in the body of Christ. This guy was very upset. He was a teacher in the body of Christ. Very upset. I don't know if he's in the body of Christ, actually, now that I think about it. But he thought I was making it too hard. He actually said, I think there were 49 people at the meeting. This was in Sacramento. And he said that because of me, there were only 49 people at the meeting. He says there should have been 490 people at the meeting. But because of pricks like me, because of egomaniacs like me, who insist on the death of Christ for sin, if I just lower the bar, we could have more unity and there would be 490 people here. Because I will have unhanded my evil disposition that teaching is important. Throw that away, and it's just, if you name Christ, if you just name the name of Christ, doesn't matter what you believe about him. Some people believe that Jesus Christ was only a prophet. Oh, he was a great prophet among the Jews. Such a person can be said to be Christocentric. I don't know what Bauman means exactly by Christocentric, but if he's getting doctrine completely out of the picture, then he just simply believes that somebody who names Christ, they can have any opinion about Christ they want. He can be an eternal tormentor. He can be a failure. He can have died and not raised from the dead even. I've actually heard A.E. Nock teach that someone who does not believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead, it's just a little doctrinal issue and we should not fellowship with them. They're still in the body of Christ. A.E. Nock had a blind spot on this topic as well. And he corrected himself a little later on, but he had some early teachings that said we should not let doctrine be the deciding factor of our fellowship. Everything is doctrine. Everything is teaching. That Jesus Christ died is doctrine. How can you say, let each one be convinced in their own mind about what doctrine they think is right? No, absolutely not. This is not subjective truth. This is not relative. It's not whatever your truth is, that's the truth. No, that's New Age bullcrap. It does not belong anywhere near the body of Christ. This kumbaya, unity at all cost, even doctrine, it's kumbaya, New Age crap. And it's the seed plot of the beast, because that's what the beast will do. It will unify all these religions. Mr. Bauman, why don't we just say that you're God-o-centric? Anybody who just names the name of God, let's be God-o-centric. Yet even Bauman is dividing people. Well, they're at least talking about Christ. Keep dividing. Keep going. Don't just stop at naming the name of Christ. Let's find out teachings concerning Christ. Paul, I'll just give you one verse about Paul with teaching. Paul says in Romans 6, 17 and 18, now thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin, yet you obey from the heart the type of teaching to which you were given over. You obey from the heart the kind of teaching to which you were given over. Paul brought the people teaching, and he was so hyper concerned about it that he would send his friends, his fellow workers in the evangel out to these various ecclesias to make sure that they heard and understood what he was saying. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As then you accepted Jesus the Lord, be walking in him, having been rooted and being built up in him, being confirmed in the faith according as you were taught. According as you were taught. Yes. And you were taught a specific message with specific points. It's not relative. It's not your truth. Nobody drafted up a statement of faith. This is God's truth. This is Christ's truth. It is plainly stated. It has been written for us, and it is not dispensable.